Project Likuta Sichas, Sicha Parshas Ekev, the second Sicha, and the Sicha discusses, the Rebbe goes into many, many details, very, very interesting things. We can really, really give about 4 or 5 shiurim on the Sicha, because there are so many, so many points that the Rebbe makes. But we're going to focus on one part, and it's certainly the main part of the Sicha, but we're going to stay focused on that. But there's also a lot of side points, but we're going to stay away from them for now. And the discussion that the Rebbe takes on is halacha that the Alter Rebbe brings in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and where he explains that a woman is not mechuyev, is not part of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And the reason, based on a Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara learns out, v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem, v'lei es b'neiseichem, and he goes through all the details. We're not going to read it inside. Everybody can do that, fleeing the sicha. But there are two points that the Alter Rebbe makes, which arouses that the Rebbe's ha'ore, that he compares this to what the Alter Rebbe writes regarding in Hilchus in Erech Chaim regarding Birchas HaTorah. So the Alter Rebbe says, even though they're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, however, they have two ways on which they do come into Talmud Torah. One, when she helps her children or her husband physically and from her, I guess, finances, that they should learn Torah. So the Alter Rebbe writes that they divide the schar between them and adds a line, which again is sourced from the Gemara, Uschara Godom, and her schar is very good and very great. And he writes, Me'acha Sheheim Mitzuvim, since they are required to learn, and Va'oisim Al Yodeha, and they are accomplishing the learning through her. So, therefore, she divides the schar, she divides the reward. And then he goes on to talk about a separate issue and comes on to the second reason why, even though women are not in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but they do have a connection. And that is, he says that the women are mechuyev and limudat halachis that are relevant to them. For as he gives examples of them, that are halachis that women are shayich to. And therefore, they are mechuyev in those halachis. Now, that svara of being mechuyev in halachis that they're shayich to is based on a famous Sefer HaOgur, Hilchis Tfilah Simen Beis, that he brings Vishem the Mari Molon, who says that women do say Birchas HaTorah. That's where he says it. And he says, even though they're not Chayiv, and not only that, but they shouldn't be learning Torah, at least Torah Shabbat. But he says they could do Birchas HaTorah, and he gives two reasons. One is that since they could learn Torah B'Ksav, and also another reason because they are mechuyev in because they do say karbanis, they're mechuyev in davening, so they say karbanis, and they also chayiv in davening, and therefore they're chayiv in davening, and also they are required to learn the halachos that are relevant to them. That's what he brings that, according from the smag. That part he brings in the smag, that noshim achayovim lilmed adinim ashayachan lehem. That's the Sefer Agur, that's where it's quoted. You will hear it always in the name of the Agur, that he is the one that says it. So, but the Alter Rebbe here in Hilchos Talmud Torah started off with the first point was that she helps her husband, The second point was that she is mechuyev in the halachas atzriches la. In Hilchis, in Erech Chaim Simen Mem Zayin, the Alter Rebbe says, there he literally brings the svara of the ogur, the ogur who brings the smag at the end of what he writes, he brings that as the first reason. That women are mechuyev in Berachas HaTorah because they are required to learn the halachas that are relevant to them. And therefore, so they're also therefore they have to make a bracha. And then he goes on also they're mechuyev in tefillah, kamei anoshim, and he says also because of Parashas HaTomid, that he answers that he says later. I mean, he sort of reverses the order of the ogur, but you know, that's just a point to note that he reverses that order. So in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe's comparison of these two halachas is, first of all, in Erech Chaim, he doesn't mention anything about women helping their husbands and children to learn Torah. And second, there he puts the din of learning Torah, that the mechuyev to learn Torah of mitzvahs of atzriches lahem, he puts that second. And here, he doesn't even mention the main thing that he mentions there. He doesn't mention about helping the husband. So, the answer that the Rebbe gives, and again, our purpose is not to go over the sikha that you have other shiur, but I want to bring out the chidushim that the Rebbe says in his discussion of it. Chidush number one, that the learning pashtus, you say, the mechuyif to learn what they have to know in order to do what they have to do. Which would theoretically mean that once they know what they have to know, they don't have to learn anymore. So the Rebbe's mechadish of meyudike chidish, that once they have a chiyuv to learn Torah, to know the halachas that they need to know, then there is already a gedda of libud haTorah on that, and therefore they have to learn, even if it's not the Gei L'maisa, they have to learn about this mitzvah. What the svara behind it is not, it's not so partial, but that's what the chiddush of the Rebbe. Chiddush number two. Despite the fact that you're mechuyev to learn, they're mechuyev to learn those mitzvahs that they need to know, mitzad the mitzvah, and not only are they mechuyev to learn it to know what to do, but they're mechuyev to learn, there's a chiyuv of learning. However, that's not considered mitzuvah ve'eisa. It's not mitzuvah ve'eisa. It's considered ein mitzuvah ve'eisa. Why? Because the chiyuv to learn is a result of the mitzvah, not of the learning of the Torah. So there's twofold here. On one hand, we say now it became a chiyuv of limud, and that limud has to be even things that are not negei l'maisa. But on the other hand, it's still not a chiyuv of limud haTorah in the way that it should be considered mitzvah veis, even though they're mechuyev to do it. And they're mitzvah to do it. But not mitzvah, it's not a tzivui of limud haTorah, it's a tzivui of the mitzvah. And they have a great schar for it. But, okay. Then, and therefore, he says, obviously this is all based on the Gemara in Saita, which where the Gemara asks what the schus that the Nashim have. And there the Gemara doesn't mention, as the Rebbe mentioned, doesn't mention the fact they have to learn, because they don't have the schus of Torah. They have a chiyuv limud to know what they have to do, but that limud doesn't become a chiyuv of a mitzvah deke chiyuv. However, when they help their husbands, there they have a schar ke mitzvah ve'eis. Why? Because, and they divide the schar with them, because they are, the husband is mitzvah, and they're oise through them. So therefore, that helping the husband gives them a gedder of mitzvah. Again, it's another uftu of the Rebbe in this sikh. Then he goes on and compares, for some reason, I hear in the Ha'ara, he does show a comparison. He references an inyan of Zitzachas Vulun. But Me'ika here, he doesn't get into it. He talks about somebody who gives a pruta to an oni, and the oni goes and uses it. And he compares that to the woman, and he shows how that's not the same. How there's a difference between being a shutef in a mitzvah and having a connection to the mitzvah. And he says that through helping the husband, she has a shaychus to his mitzvah, talmud Torah, and therefore it has a gedder of mitzvah and gets the schar ke mitzvah v'isa. All right? But on the other hand, it doesn't make her a shaykh to mitzvah talmud Torah, because she's not learning the Torah. She just gets a schar of a mitzvah v'isa. But the actual limud ha-Torah, that she doesn't get, and that's why in Hilchis Talmud Torah, when he's looking for schar, so there he talks to Iker about her ability to her helping her husband and her children. But in Hilchis, when it comes to Hilchis Birchas HaShachar, on Birchas HaTorah, where he's talking, you have to have a shaychus to Torah itself, you have to have the limud ha-Torah. So there's a lot of back and forth in this sicha of what the mile of learning mitzvahs atzrichas and helping a husband, each one has a mile over the other. Now, in the helping of the husband, the Rebbe uses the Alter Rebbe's lashon, which is that she gets a schar kemitzuvah ve'esim, because they're mitzvah ve'es and al yod. Now, there is a loche which the Alter Rebbe speaks about a person who supports another person learning Torah. Now, here we're talking about a person who supports another person, even though you have your own chiyuv of limud ha-Torah. So, the Alter Rebbe, in a certain way, he uses a lashon that's very, very strong in how he describes what that means. And he writes that when somebody helps another person learn Torah, so even though he still says you got to do some learning on your own, but he says you should, a person who can't really learn that much on his own, and what that level is not for now. Sh'ar kolayim, the Alter Rebbe says in Hilchis Talmud Torah Perigimel, he says Ush'ar kolayim yaseg b'masa matn, you should be involved in business. They should yuchel lahachzik yedei talmi dei chachome, sheheim loim dei Torah yeim v'layla, they learn Torah day and night. Ad sheyedin hilchiseh b'tameim aburim v'yeinechshav loy, and it'll be considered to him, the person who's supporting them, ke'ilu lomad kein mamish ba'atzmei, as if he learned by himself. Mamish is the own learning. V'teirosam nekreis al shemoi, and his learning is considered on their learning is on his name. So it's an unbelievable lashon that the Alter Rebbe uses here. But I would like to compare and contrast that with the lashon that he uses by the wife who supports her husband. By the man who supports another person, the Alter Rebbe says that it's nechshav, that he's ki'ilu lomat kein mamish ba'atzmai, and v'teirosam nekreis al shemai. It's like he learned and the Torah is on his name. And by the woman, he says, "Mecha'elekeschari mohem, uschara gadol achashehem mitzuvim ve'isnal yom." There, it seems to be in the schar. Faket. The Rebbe explains that the Alter Rebbe does not use this in Hilchis Brachis because you're not shayich to Talmud Torah. It's shayich to the schar of mitzuvim ve'is, but you don't have that level of limud ha-Torah, of a shaychus to Torah. So the question is, why doesn't the wife who supports and helps her husband have the same milah of the Yisachar's woolen, so to speak? And it's hard to say that the reason is because the wife has an obligation to her husband. Then the whole schar business is not so strong. Obviously, we look at it that this is a big thing that she's doing. And this is the schar she's zoiche, and it's a schus that's totally for her. And there's a Gemara that the Rebbe does not get involved in, the Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara asks, what's the schar for Noshim to Eilam Abba? And the Mefarshim explained, because in order to that Eilam Abba, you need to have a schar of Torah. And the Gemara explains there, same thing, because she helps her husband and her kids. So you see that has some kind of value that of the gets a schar of Torah. But not enough to make a bracha on it. Whereas when Socher's wool, I don't know if you can make a bracha on it either, but as they state that you're getting as if you learned the Torah yourself. So why does he change the lashon? Why doesn't he use the same lashon? In reality, we should really ask the question differently. Where do we ever find this concept that supporting a mitzvah is as if you did the mitzvah yourself? Not only that, the Alter Rebbe's lashon is so strong. By using the lashon, it is that he learned himself, and as if he's mi'nechshev le'kilo lomat kain, and he writes a few words to describe that mamish be'atzmai. It's if he learned literally on his own. So that should really cause us to analyze. What is it about this mitzvah of Talmud Torah that allows the idea of supporting somebody to become to such a degree that it is as if you are learning mamish ba'atzme? And we know the diuk and the dikduk of every word in the Alter Rebbe. So what that says is that it's literally you're learning. Let's go back for a moment and see the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, how it is developed. The Rambam Minyan HaMitzvos writes that when he, in his Minyan HaMitzvos, that's in the beginning of the Rambam, he writes Lilmeid Torah Ulalamda Shenema Vishenantam Levanecha. The mitzvah is Lilmeid Torah Ulalam. So too in Sefer HaMitzvos, and so too in Hilchos Talmud Torah, there's one mitzvah to learn and to teach. The interesting thing is, just to note, that the Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah with the following statement: Noshim va'avodim uketanim pturim mitalmud Torah. That women, avodim, slaves, and ketanim and children are potter in Talmud Torah. But then he goes on to say, "Avol katan aviv chayav l'olam." A katan, the father is supposed to teach him Torah. M'shenema v'limadetem oisam es b'nech. You should teach your children Torah. And then he goes on, "L'daber bam," and so on, which is the pasuk in V'hayim Shemay. There he brings a different pasuk than he brings in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Minyan HaMitzvos. And then he goes on to talk many halachas until he comes to halacha ches, where he finally says, "Kol ish mi Yisrael chay b'talmud Torah." Immediately he throws in a line about having to learn Torah, but till there hasn't been a clear statement you're mechuyev to learn Torah. So that needs somewhat of an explanation. Why would the Rambam begin a halacha with the p'tur without having described the mitzvah? Now, he does do that in other places, but there he at least described the mitzvah. For instance, in Hilchos Chagiga, he writes, Noshim v'avodim p'tur menariya v'chol noshim chayovim b'ri. So, A, he already in Perek Aleph spoke about the mitzvah of Riyah. B, he right away says that Anoshim Achil. And in Hilchis Shefer, also Perik Beis, there he writes it different. I'm sorry. There he writes Hakol Chayavim L'Shmaya. The same thing in Hilchis Pinim 7, Kol Ishm Yisrael, and then Noshim Apturis. But in general, that's the way it should be. And here, for some reason, he doesn't even talk about the man's Chiyav. He talks about the man's Chiyav to teach his son. And then later, he talks about the Chiyuv of the woman, of the chiyuv of the person to learn by himself. Another point, in the middle of talking about learning with your son, he talks about learning with your grandson, and he also says learning with Talmidim. All that before he even touches the subject of learning on your own, which is a really an interesting observation in the Rambam. Another point. Now, regarding this halacha, this minyan of mitzvahs, of how many mitzvahs there are, I don't want to note that there are other minei hamitzvahs, right? In known specifically the smak, sefer mitzvahs katan. He has two mitzvahs, mitzvah kufhei, lil metera, and he brings a pasuk for that. Mitzvah kuvav, lelamed lebonav, and he brings a pasuk for that. He brings that pasuk that we mentioned before. The charedim, also mitzvah yudalid, lil metera, mitzvah tesvav, mitzvah lamed lacherim tera. Two separate mitzvahs. The yireim, who's a baltesvus, comes along and makes four mitzvahs of learning limilatayim. One, that you should remember Torah. And then there's a mitzvah of learning Torah. And he writes an interesting lashon, shall yilmid the Yisrael is at Torah. Interesting lashon. But even Chalal, that's very often uses that lashon. And then a mitzvah of lilmid or lalamid, lishrim velasis. And then a lashon of vishinanta, of learning with your children. So, he has four mitzvahs in limud haTorah. Okay, good. But the Rambam puts everything under one umbrella. Limud haTorah. Talmud Torah. An interesting lashon in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, I know Sefer HaMitzvahs is not written in Hebrew, so you can't be medayik so much in every word there. But the lashon the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes, Setzivonu lilmid chachmas haTorah ulelamda v'zehu shenikra Talmud Torah. This is called Talmud Torah. In other words, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is an inclusive mitzvah. Lilmid chacham zadayr lamda. So the Rambam puts it all under one mitzvah. A lilmid lalamed is one mitzvah. Now, there are a couple of halachas that also need to be understood. For instance, there is the famous halacha that if somebody wants to go learn himself, and he has a child that needs to go learn, who goes first? So the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin and Paskin like that, Shulchan Aruch, that the father will go first if they're equal capabilities. However, if the child is more capable than the father. Now, what does that mean, more capable? So some learn more capable means he will remember more, he'll know more. The Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says that if he was smarter, more understanding, to understand deeper what's learned, so he goes first. The son goes first. And so right before that in the Gemara, there was a discussion of who goes first. Who ubnai livdais? If neither of them have had a pidyon haben yet, and they both need one, who goes first? So the Gemara says, of course, the father goes first, because mitzvah shebegufay yadim. So what happened here? Where did the mitzvah shebegufay disappear? You got to learn Torah. How does it go over to your son? So your son is smarter there. What does it have to do with that? So that, and that's one thing. The Rambam ends up saying that even though his son is first, you should also learn Torah. And he writes a lashon, shekeshem, shemitzvah, olam lelamed es b'nai, kachu mitzvah lelamed asri. Just like you have a mitzvah to teach, you have a mitzvah to learn, as if secondary, you are secondary to yourself, which really doesn't sound right. And the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam that the svara would be that even though, that since you're supporting your son, you're yaitzah. That's enough. So again, we see that the supporting of somebody else is not just a idea of support. There's more to it. So, and then there's a number of things, but due to time constraints, and there's no, you know, just going on and on, There's I want to we should analyze what does this tell us about the mitzvah of limudat Torah. Another, just one more point. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah talks about when do we start educating our children in mitzvahs. So the Gemara gives various mitzvahs, and the Gemara gives various the Gemara gives various setups for those mitzvahs, times frames of mitzvah. So first, Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, Mesukka Daf Mem Beis, Koten Hayidei L'Na'anea, a child that knows how to shake a lulav, meaning he knows all the details of how to shake it. Chayiv B'lulav, you got to teach him how to do a lulav. L'Sa'atev, he knows how to put on tzitzis, Chayiv B'tzitzis. Now comes Torah. Yedeya lidaber aviv loim b'tayr. He knows how to learn. He knows how to speak. Start with Torah, and the Gemara explains what is that Torah tziva Krishna. And then slowly, as the Rambam explains, the Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe explains, you start developing more and more. The Rama in Siman Reish Mem Hei writes mikol makor. Yad sheyia ben gimel shonim shleimes malam the moisa oisis atera. Kadeshi argal atzma liker batera. We start teaching him the letters when he's 3 years old, and so he should become used to reading in the Torah. The Gra over there asks, "Any maven sichas? I don't understand what the Rama is saying. We just said before, miyad sheyia maschel ledaber chayu. You have to start teaching him Torah as soon as he can speak." So some want to say that that's Hainuach, that's 3 years old. Because till then, he babbles, he doesn't speak clearly. 3 years old, he starts speaking. The Alter Rebbe answers. It doesn't, I know he's not answering the question, but he's explaining this halacha. He clearly takes care of the gross question. And he writes that you're supposed to teach him Torah when he begins to speak. And he teaches him that Alter Rebbe says Torah Tziva, Pasuk Rishon, Parashas Shema, and Psukim him as you go along, all about Peh, until he's 5 years old. Then he says, in the fourth year, which means he's 3 years old, you start teaching him the letters, so he should be able to read. So he makes a distinct difference between Baal Peh and inside, and letters, words. So he starts reading and learning how to read. So it is clear, in other words, according to the Alter Rebbe, according to the others, it's the same thing. You teach him how to read when you can read, and then you read those words and those psukim. But according to the Alter Rebbe, his understanding of this halacha and the way that he paskins the halacha, that this l'cheire, you're teaching him malpeh when Torah shouldn't be taught malpeh. So you could answer that b'di'evet, such like a summa who can't see, and a child who can't read is like a sumo. But what's the rush? What's the rush of teaching him words of Torah when he, in an b'di'evet way, when you can wait and teach it the chatchila way? Why do you start off with a b'di'evet? There one more, and this is the key. We kept talking about the Rambam beginning the halacha and speaking about women not being chayiv in limudat Torah as the beginning of Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Alter Rebbe does not do that. But in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Talmud Torah, when he gets to Sif Yud Dalet, he writes a lashon that strikes me, and perhaps it's not so striking to others, but I see it as very interesting. Now he writes, Isha eina b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Women are not in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And then he writes, "Geshem she'eino b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah la'atzma kach eino b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah l'bina." Now, in general, that is a very rare expression of the Alter Rebbe. That's not the way he generally talks about women being out of a mitzvah. He uses the word ptura. And that's what he should have said here. Isha p'tura mi mitzvah Talmud Torah. The lashon that's used in the Rambam, that's used all over. But this is a real interesting lashon. Eino b'mitzvah tamei Torah. She's not in this mitzvah. So, I would like to perhaps suggest that the mitzvah Talmud Torah, according to the Rambam, and according to the Alter Rebbe, that it's put together as one big mitzvah, is telling you something about the mitzvah. And let's read what the Rambam writes in Hilchis Kriyas Shema, and also explain an interesting phenomenon that Hilchis Talmud Torah appears in Sefer Hamado. In Hilchis Kriyas Shema, the Rambam writes, why did we create the order of Shema, V'hayim Shemaya, and then Tzitzis? What's the reason for that? So he says, U'magdimim likris parasha Shema. Now here he deviates from the Gemara. The Gemara gives other reasons. He does give one of the reasons, but the Gemara focuses mainly on one. The Rambam gives three reasons. Neshviyeshba yichud Hashem, v'ahavosoy v'talmudoy shehu ha'iker ha'godol shehakol toliboy. Okay, now the word shehu ha'iker ha'godol shehakol toliboy, this is the main thing that everything is totally dependent on, is a shaila. What is he going on? They're only going on talmudoy, which would then indicate that the reason he is mentioning talmudoy is because a Talmud may be l'day ma'isa, and therefore it's everything is totally in that. You got to know to be able to do. However, that's not the simple reading of it. The real simple reading is that, would be that Talmudai, that the line v'ikir ha'godol shakol talibah is going on all three. This is the ikir ha'godol shakol talibah. And the three things that are Hakol Toliboy is Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Talmudai, learning his Torah, or learning him, whichever one you're going to translate it. So we have to understand that. Now the Mefarshim struggle with it, to the point that there's a sefer from the Maaser Rekeach, called Turei Evan on Rambam, which he says, take it out. Take out the word Talmudai. Just to note, in the introduction to the Rambam, where the Rambam describes and explains why he writes everything where he writes them, so he says that the first Sefer is Sefer Hamada, and he writes, I included in it all the mitzvah shem Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu, and a person must know them first. And Kigoin, and he gives examples of that, Yichud Shmai, Yisra Avedis Zorah, the Karasi Shem, Sefer Zem, Sefer Hamad. Now we know that Hilchas Talmud Torah is there. So it would seem that Hilchas Talmud Torah is also under the umbrella of Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu. So because of all this, perhaps, Limud HaTorah is not only learning. Sure, there's an engine of learning. It's not, but there's a deeper, a much more important thing, and it definitely fits a lot in what's said in Chassidus, and that is that Limud HaTorah is about connecting Yidden with Torah, connecting Yidden with Torah, and ultimately Yisrael v'raisa v'kutsha v'richul chad. It probably would fit in that word of the Rambam that all this is creates the bond with the Eibishter. And that's why learning and teaching is equal. Because it's all about making Klal Yisrael connected to the Eibishter. And that Rechrayus is my own. And when I learn with myself, I'm also only doing that. I'm not doing different than I'm learning with somebody else. I am connecting myself to the Eibishter. I can connect others to the Eibishter, I can connect myself to the Eibishter. That being the case, a lot of the questions that we, the ha'aras that we mentioned, will fall away, because all of those concepts, whether it is the idea that it's one mitzvah, of course it's one mitzvah according to Rambam, it's not two mitzvahs, and that it's one idea. Whether the fact that there's a idea that I can, a son is better, will understand more and be connected more to the Torah than me, therefore I should let him do. Of course, this mitzvah is mine just as much as his. My mitzvah just is teaching him as much as myself. Yes, there's an additional point that I can't totally remove myself from the mitzvah, but giving somebody else is giving my son is like giving me. And that is the idea of what the Alter Rebbe says, that by teaching, giving, providing for somebody learning Torah, I am literally learning. What does that mean? I am creating that connection. I'm creating a connection between Yidden and Torah. Now, there's an individual chiyuv too, but that's not the main point of the Hilchos Talmud Torah, of Talmud Torah. And it becomes on par with Yichud Hashem and Avosai, because it's all one. It's all one idea. That would fit into a lot of different things. And that's why a child who can't read needs to be connected. The fact that it's a b'dieved in the way we're connected doesn't matter, but it's Torah. And since he's allowed to learn that way, we go out of our way to make sure he's connected to Torah. As soon as he's able to speak, we connect him to Torah. And as we know, many people will find ways to try to connect even before. To have Torah said to them even when they're not able to speak. They should hear it, at least b'shmiya. But in Eilam HaMaisa, Dibur is Maisa, so that's where it starts. La Halacha. So all that fits very well with this approach. Perhaps when the Alter Rebbe says Noshim Einom B'Talmud Torah, he's not taking them out of the mitzvah. Because they have to learn. Of course they have to learn. They have to learn mitzvahs Hashayu Achis Lamed Alter Rebbe brings. And they have to learn other things. For davening and everything else that he speaks about. But that doesn't become the Talmud Torah part. It's learning Torah. Yeah, there's an inyan learning Torah. And if you'll notice, the pasuk that's brought for that, that the Rambam brings, the Alter Rebbe brings, that you're even, after all is said and done, he's left learning himself, is a pasuk in Yeshua. That doesn't apply, that's not the issue for women. What Alter Rebbe is telling us, they're not in this achrayis of connecting Yidden with Torah. That's not their achrayis. Einam b'talmud Torah means they're not in that lilmud alalamud part. They're not in the part that brings Torah together with Yidden. That's not their achrayis. And perhaps that's why the Rambam starts the halachis with the shlila and talks about that they're potter from Talmud Torah, because he wants to set up that of course they're going to learn Torah, but they're not part of Talmud Torah. It's a different type of mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam focuses his main emphasis on the teaching of Torah. To bring out that idea that that's what the mitzvah is all about. And later he tells you, he focuses on that you have to learn. But the idea of Torah is creating that Yisrael v'raisa kulachad. And ultimately, Yisrael v'raisa v'kutshabricha kulachad. Making us one with Torah, making us one with Eibishter. That's the limud ha-Torah. Now, if that's the case, we can now understand how the Rambam, why the Alter Rebbe does not use the same expression by a woman learning Torah, helping her children and her husband learning Torah, to somebody who's supporting Torah. Yes, they're supporting Torah, but they are not shayich to become that Torah, because they're not shayich to that chiyuv Torah. They're not obligated to bring Torah to Klal Yisrael. Of course, it's good to do it, and I'd rather there's a great thing for them to do. But that's not really their inyan. So by them supporting, they don't have that part. What he says that every Jew has when he supports another person learning Torah. Instead, they have the schar, and the schar is great and greater even than what men. God, the Gemara in Brachis says it's even greater than what it says by others. What they have. So their union of support is support. And that's why the Rebbe says that doesn't create a shaychus to Torah. And therefore it doesn't help us in Birchas HaTorah. In Birchas HaTorah you need to come on to the Ogur. However, the Ogur does not create the Mitzuvah V'Eisa, because it's not a no connection to the tzivui of limudat Torah, because it's a tzivui of doing the mitzvah that creates that mitzvah of limudat Torah. So that's why you say they benefit from the tzivui of the husband that affects them. And that fits very well with this approach that we're saying. Now there, it's not as simple, because you have to try to resolve that with many, many other ways of understanding that there is limudat Torah, what limudat Torah is. Obviously, that's not a steer to that. We can learn it all. It can fit all, but that's not the time for it right now. But perhaps, at least in this Indian, we can understand the difference regarding women and regarding the their mitzvah and their Indian of limudat Torah. Whereas when it's negated to somebody who supports Torah, the difference between one and the other. In the Gemara in Brachis, the Gemara says, "Gedelav tochesh evtichan Hakadosh Baruch Hu lenoshim yesim in anoshim." They get a greater reward even, and to the point. And the reason the Gemara says they're also is because they help their husbands and their children. They bring their children to cheder, and they help their husbands when they're learning Torah. So there's no shaila that the reward of the women is phenomenal. At the same time, the achrayis of connecting Yidden through Torah to the Eibishter, perhaps that's not shaykh to the women. Mitzad, they're not obligated to that. Anyway, atzlocha rabba. Thank you very much, and agut tavach. Zay gesund.